Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
But it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoes.
It's Carl Perkins bringing this back. I know some people think it's Elvis, but it's not. It's Carl Perkins. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. You don't get that anywhere else, only on the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Chiefhomeofficer.com is his website. Gotwords.com also. And Jeffrey is one of the top wordsmiths in the galaxy. Jeff, thanks again for being here. We were talking about keeping it simple, keeping it uncomplicated. It's hard. We're talking about doing business, folks, out here on Main Street. There is no harder job. The CEO of Exxon job is not as hard as being the CEO of a small business on Main Street. It just isn't, folks. It's just no way that it could be. It may be more complicated, but it's because I do think the Exxon job, the CEO's job, Jeff, is more complicated, but it's not harder. And I think that's really a difference that we need to make, is the difference between something that's hard and something that's complicated. Because if it's hard, it's just dealing with it is you use problem solving skills. If it's complicated, the first thing you have to do is, all right, who's complicating it? And is it me?
Right. Right.
What do you think?
And I think that becomes a subjective, sort of a subjective view on how you define something that is complicated. Not really complicated.
Now, wait a minute, Jeff. Whoa, Jeff. If I said it, that's not subjective. That's the law.
That's not subjective.
That's exactly. In stone. Well, come on, Jeff. Come on, man.
Monday Night Football. You can write this in a. You can carve this in a stone. Write this in a stone. But I think that it's part of it is how we measure the difficulty or how hard something is, and also what we bring to the package on ourselves. I mean, you were talking about in one of the breaks before. You're talking about the hardest job in the world is being a single mom, and it's how we handle that type of situation. I can't handle being a single mom, but how we handle the things and the challenges that surround, especially as an independent worker, where it really all falls to the individual. So the CEO of Exxon will, just to run with your analogy, now has tens of thousands of employees worldwide, but they have people who are overseeing all these different things. Certainly everything falls on his or her desk. As far as, the buck stops here. But they have people who are overseeing people, sort of an HR
right.
perspective. They have finance. They have all these different things. But, waking up in the morning and knowing how to handle the challenges, that stuff you can either see it as hard or you can see it as my daily work, what
mm-hmm.
I'm going to do. It's certainly a complicated business. There's a lot of moving parts that, thankfully they have people out there to do it. But when it's someone like me, someone like you with a very small business, someone who is an independent out there, and truly, back to my example, it all falls to me. Look,
mm-hmm.
I went into it knowing it's going to be a hard business, but I'm going to be able to master that. The complications, that's the stuff that I need.
But it's your hard. It's your. It
right.
belongs to you. See, that's the thing, and this is why. And somebody listening to us who doesn't know anything about small business might say, "Well, darn. I don't ever want to be part of that. Why would I have? Who would want to do something like you guys are making it sound horrible?" But the truth is, when you do this job, you do it because whatever happens, good, bad, or ugly, belongs to you. And if you
right.
are an ownership kind of person, that's nirvana for you. If you can own the problems. If you love solving problems, you love a problem that you can solve. You love owning that, because when you fix it and it starts working, it also belongs to you. What do you think?
Well, and I think that to take that one step further, when you own it, you fix it. You're fixing, as a small business owner, I'm fixing someone else's problem typically. And what you get from that is reputation. And there is nothing better than, as I was saying a moment ago, when somebody, you know, when I was working with somebody this week, man, Jeff, you're the man. You made it happen. Thank you. Like, I don't want the praise, but I like him having that belief out there. Not belief,
yeah.
But having that realization. And it's a halo.
Oh, Jeff, that, come on, you know, come on. Hey, Jeff, you should have let that.
You
should have basked in that glow. You should have said, aw.
Aw, thank you.
Oh, man.
Okay, can I raise my feet? No, but you know, but it's something that we that's what we work in many ways. That's what we work for, in the sense of, yeah, I want to get paid for it. I want to be stable. I want my clients to be happy, but I want them to be, you know, it's sort of like be thrilled with the outcome, such mm-hmm. that they come back and they spread the word, and we get more because we're constantly growing the business. But you know, you want people to be happy. And
well,
and
here's the other thing, though. See, what you gave that person was not only trust, but you gave them peace of mind, because everybody
right.
wants to have somebody in their life that if they get up against it, they can call on them, and if anybody can fix it, that person can. And that's your brand. You know, your brand is one of my brand experts, Bill Schley, says a brand is your name in their head. Whatever your the difference you make in their head. And that's what you
Absolutely.
Did. Hey, Jeffrey, I got to wrap it up. ChiefHomeOfficer.com, GotWords.com. When's the next road trip?
We're just came off the road. We'll like to do something later this year, first or the next. So we'll keep you informed.
Road Trip Mojo is that other one there. It's a fun website. Hey, Joe. Hey, Jeff, good job. Come back soon.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Always a pleasure.
We'll see you next time. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He is officially the best.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.